Yesterday, protesters in Iran held the largest anti-U.S. rally in years, burning U.S. flags and shouting death to America. Tens of thousands of demonstrators showed up. The protest is a tradition held every year to mark the anniversary of the 1979 seizure of the embassy. Meanwhile, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has been reaching out to the United States with the support of his boss, the spiritual leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini. So is there a disconnect between what's going on in the streets of Tehran and what Iranian leaders are doing? Joining us is Robin Wright. She's a foreign policy analyst at the think tank, the Wilson Center. Her books include Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World. Why the biggest demonstration in years when other things are going on at a higher level?
Because the hardliners feel quite threatened by the level of diplomacy and the fact that they are not the ones who are bringing about some kind of rapprochement or lifting of sanctions or heading Iran in a more popular direction in light of its the preferences of its own population. So this was in some ways as much about domestic politics, maybe even more about domestic politics than it was about the United States.
So the hardliners were able to turn out people to say death to America and burn U.S. flags, perhaps in part as a protest against the president of Iran and the supreme leader?
Well, remember, the supreme leader has approved the talks, but he's also publicly declared that he is skeptical that it will lead to a permanent arrangement or a permanent rapprochement. But he's willing to give diplomacy a chance. And obviously the new president is gambling on diplomacy as a way out of many of Iran's problems, particularly its declining economy.
Robin Wright, you mentioned the skepticism among the hardliners of reaching out to the U.S. by the Iranian leadership. Does President Rouhani have to deliver something to Iran in order to demonstrate that this is the right path for Iran to take? Does he have to do something to mitigate the criticism of the hardliners, deliver something to the people?
Yes, absolutely. And he has about a year and a half before Iran gets involved in its own election season. They have parliamentary elections in about 3 years and then presidential elections in four. But they have the same kind of internal pressures as other countries do. So there's a sense that the Iranians have put on the table a year. I saw both President Rouhani and his foreign minister in New York in September to talk about what's next in this new diplomatic effort. And they said their plan, their proposal is for a year. Now, Secretary of State Kerry subsequently said that things could happen even faster. He was talking about 3 to 6 months. I think the Iranians believe that it will take a long time for the United States to lift sanctions. The president has some waiver capabilities that he can kind of repeal some of the or pull back some of the executive orders that impose sanctions on Iran. But many of them have been written into American law, and it would take congressional approval. And so that's, I can actually see an agreement emerging between Washington and Tehran that then gets killed because of opposition in Congress.
How much influence will U.S. allies like Israel and Saudi Arabia have on talks between Iran and the U.S., do you think?
There are three different constituencies opposed to a deal that doesn't really strip Iran of everything, including the right to enrich uranium for a peaceful program. The first and foremost is Israel, which has made the case for the military option for several years now as being a viable and in some cases even preferable way of handling this challenge. The second is in the Gulf. Saudi Arabia has led the campaign among the sheikhdoms against Iran. They're very nervous about Iran engaging in diplomacy that might bring Iran back into the American orbit. After all, after the 1979 revolution, Saudi Arabia in some ways took the place of Iran as the pillar of U.S. foreign policy in the Persian Gulf region. And the Saudis are very nervous about not just the nuclear program, but what it means in terms of the alliances in the region. And the third block of actors in this drama is on Capitol Hill. And there are many in Congress who are very skeptical as well about the potential of a meaningful, enduring, verifiable diplomatic solution to the longstanding questions about Iran's nuclear program.
That's Robin Wright, foreign policy analyst at the Wilson Center and author of Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World.